You're listening to a Mamma Mia podcast.
Mamma Mia acknowledges the traditional owners of land and waters that this podcast was recorded on.
From Mamma Mia, hello and welcome to the Lady Startup Academy podcast, the potty that answers all your business questions one episode at a time. And I am your host, Anita Sarkar, a reality TV addict, mum of three, and the co-founder of Hero Packaging. When we surveyed our small business audience, finance came up as the number one struggle facing business owners. For the next five episodes, as we approach tax time, we are going to be taking a closer look into your finances. We'll cover the things worth splurging on and the parts of your business where you can stinge. So today, one of our Lady Startup Academy students has asked a question that I'm sure has crossed all of your minds a few times, or maybe even every day. Liana asked,
"Hey Anita, I feel like I just keep spending on my brand, so I want to know, where can I save money in my business?"
Oh my God, Liana, I totally understand. Running a business can feel like you're bleeding money, so it's natural to want to find a way to save some of it. Especially in the early days of your startup, it's all two-minute noodles and no payoff. Thankfully, Liana, there's plenty of ways you can reduce your costs in your business. But before I get into them, we just have to clear something up. You know the saying, you have to spend money to make money? Well, it's a saying for a reason. There are just costs you can't avoid, like web hosting, production costs, and keeping licenses and insurances up to date. These are absolute non-negotiables. You need to pay them to keep your business running. Instead, you're going to want to look for ways to be savvy with your money. And the best place that you can do this in your business is with your marketing. So today, I'm going to tackle different marketing and promo expenses and how you can get the most out of the money you do have, rather than lamenting what you don't. Let's start with an obvious one: lifestyle photography. Photographers are so talented when it comes to showing your products in the best light, but their costs can be too much for a startup to fork out at the beginning. Instead, you can encourage your customers to share their own images of your product. There are heaps of customer touch points you can do this, like on your packaging, as part of your swing tags, or in thank you cards. You can even incentivize them to share photos by offering a discount on their next order. All you need to do is reshare their images with their permission, and then you've got lifestyle shots of your products from the people who actually use them. This is called user-generated content, or UGC, and it is my favorite type of content. We use this all the time at Hero Packaging, and we use it in three main ways. We love to use UGC on our socials, in our Facebook ads, and even as product images on our product pages. We do this because people love to see other people using and loving the packaging. But remember, you always need to ask permission from your customers before using their images. A simple DM or comment on the post itself is great for this. Okay, on to your next expense, your email marketing subscription. Now, you can't just wipe out this expense completely, but you can optimize your spend here. Make sure you are regularly removing uninterested subscribers. I like to call this cleaning the database. I'm talking about the people that never open your emails, as well as the spam accounts. Email service subscriptions are usually priced per contact, so you do not want to be paying for contacts that are not interested in what you have to say. Set yourself a monthly calendar reminder to remove all those unwanted contacts and start saving on that subscription fee. Actually, that reminds me, you need to do a monthly audit of all your subscriptions. You only want to be paying for what you're really using. It's easy to sign up for something on a whim and forget about it completely, so make sure to cancel any service that you're not actually using. Okay, on to the third expense, which is paid advertising. The constant monitoring and adjustments to campaign budgets that you need to do to keep your ads fresh can turn into a huge money suck. Instead, start thinking about how you can get your brand out there in different ways. Depending on your audience, you should reach out to publications with your own PR pitch or think about collaborating with some micro-influencers. PR does not have to mean a huge Kim Kardashian-style package with extravagant gifts. Instead, you can pitch an article to a publication like Mamma Mia or to relevant blogs and print media outlets. And the best bit, you can DIY these PR strategies for free. For an article, you need to have a great hook, and the Lady Startup Academy team have created a template to get you started. Check out the 30 minutes perfect PR pitch in the show notes to help draft your PR pitch. Then it's about sharing that pitch as far and wide as you can, depending on your audience. For example, if you're a small local business like a bakery, you'll want to pitch to local publications. That'll ensure that only your potential customers will see your efforts. But if you ship nationwide or even internationally, you'll want to look for publications read by people all over the country and anyone with access to the internet. So in that case, I'd focus on online media for further reach. If you need to know more about cracking into the world of influencers, we have a whole episode of the pod where I'll walk you through the process, and I'll link that in the show notes. So much of your marketing can be optimized to get more bang for your buck. So if you can only take three things away from today's chat, here is what I want you to know. Number one, start sharing user-generated content. Number two, delete people who aren't interested off your email list. And finally, number three, stop spending big on ads and start DIYing your PR. We reached out to you, our Lady Startup Village, for your saving tips. And here's what you had to say.
Something I've been trialing is using TikTok as my main form of marketing. TikTok has been such a great way to get the word out about my business without spending any money. I've actually been using Anita's strategy, posting 4 times a day, and I'm hoping this will decrease my marketing and influencer spending in the long run.
I recently signed up for a My Post business account with OzPost. It gives deals on bulk postage for both international and domestic orders. I found this super helpful when it comes to saving on postage.
Something I've been doing recently for my business is cutting down on packaging costs. So instead of buying personalized packaging paper like I used to do, I'm buying now personalized stickers and cards and then putting those stickers on my generic tissue paper and generic mailers. So that way they still look cute and branded, but it's not costing me an arm and a leg.
Thanks for joining me on today's episode. At the Lady Startup Academy, we offer a range of online courses to suit all types, sizes, and stages of business. We've got everything you need to know to grow your business. Visit ladystartup.com for more info. I'm your host, Anita Sarkar, and you can find me on Insta at Hero Packaging or on TikTok at Sell Anything Online. If you love today's episode, please leave us 5 stars. The more stars we get, the more the other lady startups find out about us. This episode was produced by Michaela Floriano and Susanna Macon, and this podcast was brought to you by Mamma Mia. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week.